A police review board says Seattle officers acted within department policy when they shot Charlena Lyles to death. A new report reveals the board's thinking about that decision. Here's KUOW's Patricia Murphy with more.
Lyles called in a burglary that day in June. Officers say as they spoke to her in her apartment, Lyles tried to attack them with two knives. They shot her seven times. The board noted in its report that the officers were left with little choice once Lyles drew a knife. But the family's attorney, Corey Gaumet, pointed to the nuances of the situation. He says there's a lot of blame to go around. Gaumet thinks without systemic changes, a shooting like this could happen again.
I think this shooting highlights failings within the Seattle Police Department that extend even beyond what was considered in the force review board, whether Charlena was adequately provided services when she was a victim of domestic violence and how that factored into her relationship with the police.
In its report, the board discussed why the officers didn't use less than lethal options like batons, tasers, or pepper spray on Lyles, who was pregnant when she was shot. The board concluded that those options would likely have been ineffective because Lyles was too close to the officers. The Lyles family has filed a civil lawsuit against the department. A formal inquest is scheduled for April. The report was released Friday. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.